shards of medieval pottery, prehistoric flint. These are just some of the thousands of historical treasures our guest Laura Makelam has found. The hobby is called mudlarking, a term used in the Victorian period to refer to poor, mostly women and children, who would scour the water's edge for anything of value to sell.
So I guess actually you went down to the river today, but you snuck in a quick visit before coming here to talk to us today. So did you find anything?
Yes, I did. I found a piece of Roman pottery, a musket ball, a coin. I think it's probably 18th century. It's very, very worn. I need to clean it up. Lots of pins. Not bad for an hour.
And how big a space were you just looking at an hour to find all these things?
This time I not a big space. I was up again on Tuesday, and I found a really great spot, and I found loads of stuff there. So I was going back to that spot, but the tide didn't fall low enough. So I hung around there for a little while, and that was a fairly small area. And then I wandered along the foreshore a little bit further, and then I looked at another fairly small spot. I find more if I keep my areas fairly small.
Please tell us what the word mudlark means, and where does that word come from?
Mudlarks today are basically people who go down onto the foreshore of the River Thames. The Thames is tidal, so twice every 24 hours it drops low enough for us to get onto the foreshore and basically search the riverbed for objects of historic importance or interest. But the word mudlark is quite an old word. It was first written about at the end of the 18th century by a man called Patrick Calhoun, who was the person who began the Thames River Police. And he started the River Police as a way of protecting the West India ships that were lying at anchor in the river waiting to unload. And they could wait for up to 6 months to unload their precious cargoes of sugar and spice and rum. And they were being preyed on by all these groups of criminals who would sneak aboard and steal these things. And at the bottom of this hierarchy of criminals was the mudlark, the people who went down into the mud at low tide. And if you think in the mid-1800s, the Thames was a little more than a moving sewer, a cesspit. It was just revolting. Mm. And they would pick up pieces of coal and a copper nail if they were lucky, or bones, or anything they could scavenge to sell to keep themselves out of the workhouse. We're so lucky in London. We have so much stuff. The museums just don't have the resources to conserve everything that comes out of the river. So,
and some of the ways you preserve things is you just stick it in the back of your freezer for a couple of years. Isn't that right?
I do, yes. I know there's probably museum people out there cringing in horror at some of my rather unorthodox methods, but I found that with wooden objects, I find wooden combs that date back to the sort of 15th, 16th century, and they're made of boxwood, which is a very hard, tight-grained wood. And I found the best way to preserve these without them starting to split and crack is to wrap them in, I think you call it saran wrap, cling film, and then I put them in the bottom of the freezer.
It's pretty amazing how quickly things erode once you've taken them out of the mud. You've said that you've gotten brightly colored objects that once it's in the air, you actually see the color vanishing in front of your eyes.
I have. Specifically, it was a toothpaste lid. In the olden days, in Victorian times, they used to supply toothpaste or tooth powder in these beautiful ceramic pots, and they had very bright lids. And I found one out on the estuary, and as soon as it came out of the mud, it was beautiful. It was really bright, vibrant colours, and before my eyes, it just faded away. It was almost like Raiders of Lost Ark, you know, like watching one of those skulls kind of dissolve into dust. In certain areas, I think the problem with the foreshore is our foreshore is eroding very, very quickly. We're losing so much archaeology to erosion. And in places we've lost, you know, feet of foreshore, and it's washing away larger pieces of archaeology. There's a medieval jetty at Greenwich that's completely washing away.
Can you give us an example of one of your most prized possessions?
My favorite find is it's a child's Tudor shoe. That's not easy to say, but it's this little tiny leather shoe, and it's complete. I pulled it out of the mud, absolutely perfect, and it looked like it had been lost yesterday. It's got the little creases over the top where, you know, whoever's foot was bending in it. And when I first found it, when I looked inside it, when I cleaned it out and looked inside, I could see where their heel and their toes, little faint imprints. And that, to me, is more precious than treasure and gold. That's my kind of treasure.